Yeah, I'm happy to get over with. Green Bay is a great team, but I'm happy to get this whole process done with.
We're still here waiting on the next question.
What's the best part of your game? How are you going to make a team in the NFL?
Oh, I think I just bring a physical attitude with me. I mean, I like to think I'm a hard worker, and I just bust my butt in the O-line. I think that's important. You just got to be a hard worker and play physical and just grind, because it's not a glamorous position, and I mean, you just have to just go in there and work. I think my work ethic, I'd say.
Where have they told you they plan to put you to start with?
One more time, please.
What position have they told you they're going to put you at to start with?
They said mostly just kind of work me in a guard and try to do a little bit of center as well, but they said mostly guard.
Did they say left or right guard?
Oh, excuse me?
Did they say whether it would be left or right guard?
Just kind of get in there and just kind of mix up. As for now, I can't really say which one.
Where did you play for the most part at in college?
I played left guard in college. I think I had 45 straight starts or something at Utah.
Have you done much center, just, you know, practicing it or in practice or just getting ready for the draft?
I've done some. I try to work as much as possible, but it's kind of hard. I did a little bit my freshman year, but I've mostly played guard in college.
What positions could you play in the East-West game?
What was that?
What positions did you play in the East-West game?
I was just both guard positions.
You're an all-academic guy. What was your major?
Yeah. I did exercise physiology, and I minored in chemistry.
Is it hard to juggle such difficult courses with your football duties?
I never really had that big of a problem with it. With school, if you just put the time in, I always did fine in it. I did good in it. So I just try to try to put a couple hours in the school every night. Right after football's all done with, and it worked out for me pretty well.
How heavily recruited were you out of high school?
The school that recruited me, it was Utah, Boise State, and then some smaller schools. But Utah, I think, was the best school that recruited me. The biggest pool. I wasn't a big time recruit.
If you're not a big time recruit, are you thinking that the NFL's even on your radar back then?
I think every kid's dream is to play in the NFL. But so that's always been my dream. But you know, growing up you always think I grew up in a small town. It was kinda, you know, I always wanted to take it one step at a time. Since I got to college I knew I was like, I want to go and try to make that next step and go play in the NFL. And it's worked out for me.
Do you think, Caleb, you have potential one day to be an NFL starter?
I think I do.
And
that's my goal.
And why do you say that?
I work hard. I think I've got physical tools. I mean, it's a completely different ball game. You're going from, you know, kids to men in a year, and it's people's jobs. But I'm excited. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm excited to go and work and see what I can do.
On your little bio on CBS Sports, it says that you have played with a nasty mean streak. Is that accurate?
I'd say so. That's one thing I pride myself in is playing. I play physical, and I think I play nasty.
Caleb, there's obviously uncertainty with the lockout. How are you viewing that, and how much does that concern you that you might not be able to get to work right away?
Well, I haven't played. I mean, you look at it, this whole process has taken around 4 months. So I figure from my last college game to getting the draft, it's a little over 4 months. And so it's, I mean, another week or two. I mean, it's kind of just I keep doing the same things I've been doing for the last couple months. Just working out, staying in shape, and getting myself mentally ready to go play at the next level.
You've had a hamstring problem this winter and spring, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever run a 40 for anybody?
I never got to run that at the combine and my pro day because I had just a nagging hamstring. So I ran one, but it was just my junior year. And so a lot of the evaluation process was kind of hard because I was training, but I wasn't able to do a lot of, when it came down to being able to actually perform at the combine, my pro day, I had just little knick-knack injuries that kind of prevented it.
Do What's your run in that 40?
I think I ran a 5:09 my junior year.
What have they told you about the possibility of coming here for a rookie orientation camp and that sort of stuff?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
What have they told you about the possibility of the rookie mini camp happening?
I had a very brief talk with the coaches. Just I guess the lockout, we're not really allowed to communicate that much, so it's just kind of I haven't really heard a whole lot. You guys, I'm sure, know a lot more than I do.
Who's your agent, Caleb?
It's Chase Callahan and Bruce Palmer.
Anything else for Caleb?
Caleb, do people give you grief about your last name?
What's that?
Do people give you any grief about your last name?
I got a little bit of grief for it. It's one of those long German last names, so I mean, everybody, you know, has their little variations of it, but not that much. It's more like I got a lot more crap for it back in elementary school type days, and in college it kind of wasn't bad.
Can you pronounce your last name for us?
Slaughteroff.